I don't think that they actually exist. People who are... Oh, wait, I take that back. When I was in Arizona this summer, I was wandering around with my friend Matt at a crafts fair during a 4th of July weekend extravaganza in Prescott, Arizona.
Prescott, Arizona. Any bookstores there?
If there are, I didn't visit them. My
anyway,
guess is that Prescott
Cincinnati?
Is not a center for cultural activity that goes beyond the commercialized junk that we all take for granted. You know, the McDonald's, Barnes & Noble, same difference.
Pretty likely that nobody there has ever read a decent hypertext novel.
I'm sure there is some underground movement of some sort in Prescott. Most places support things like that, but Prescott is rapidly becoming a retirement community, so that the age median is way, way up.
And that's primarily because of the dry heat.
Yeah, something like that.
People, when they get older, they like dry heat.
Yeah. And it's in the mountains, or near mountains, high elevation, so you don't get the really dastardly nasty heat of a Phoenix or something like that.
Are there still a lot of conservative wackos out there?
Yeah. For instance, my friend Matt, who used to be a dedicated dope smoker, gave it up upon moving to Arizona because the fines and prison time promised for even the most minor violation of drug laws was so severe that he didn't feel it was worth his job, his livelihood, ruining his family and so forth. And he did mention that Arizona is somewhat of a trial for those of liberal sensibilities, because there is a deep Neanderthal backbone in the politics that makes things pretty repulsive at times. And in fact, when I was in the Phoenix Airport, I did read some what purported to be alternative mags that every big city seems to have these days. You know, the Chicago Weeklies and the
Reader and
the Readers and that type of thing.
City Beat and Everybody's News here.
All those types of things, yeah.
We got covered by them.
And they had a couple of stories that exposed the dark red meat underbelly of Arizona conservatism. Their drumbeat for prisons as opposed to education, for instance. And so forth and so on. In any case, to get back to the original story, I was wandering with Matt, my friend, in Prescott around the 4th of July, and at one point, for some reason, I mentioned Cincinnati out loud, probably in the form of a complaint, since that seems to be the only way I could talk about Cincinnati. And a woman, mid-50s, something like that, a potential Prescott retiree, or actually, I suppose she was a retiree since she actually lived in Prescott, said, "Oh, are you from Cincinnati?" And we talked about it, and she identified it, and she asked me what neighborhood I lived in, and she identified the neighborhood she lived in, which I actually recognized.
What neighborhood was it?
I don't remember. I'm not remembering the
detail. So the moral of the story is that people actually do leave Cincinnati, though.
That's right.
Been documented.
It has been documented. To the degree that you'll accept the evidence of my eyes, ears, nose, and throat.
Usually, though, when they're 50s, in their 50s, or 60s, 70s, to move to a retirement community in Prescott.
Yeah, which means that